Good morning, it's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extended District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, a lot of people have some food safety tips that they're definitely going to need because we don't need anybody getting sick over Thanksgiving.
Yes, it's definitely hard to believe it's here and just around the corner, so I thought definitely be a time to share some tips to keep in mind as you're getting ready to prepare that holiday meal that we all enjoy. The first is just a reminder that you don't have to wash raw turkey before cooking it. Some consumers think that by washing the raw poultry, they're removing the bacteria from the turkey. That washing process, however, can actually spread bacteria all over your kitchen. In some cases, there's been some studies that have shown that bacteria can spread up to at least 3 feet, and we can't see that bacteria, so it's hard to know exactly where it's landed in our kitchen. So because you don't know exactly how far it's spread or what surfaces it has landed on in your kitchen, it's difficult to clean up and then sanitize your kitchen properly. So really the only way to kill that bacteria, any bacteria that may be present on that turkey, is to cook it to 165 degrees. Secondly, remember to use the refrigerator or cold water method or the microwave to defrost your turkey. Thawing it in the refrigerator is the safest method because the turkey is going to thaw at a consistent, safe temperature. And just as a general rule of thumb, it takes about 24 hours for every 5 pounds of weight of that turkey to get it to thaw in the refrigerator. So you kind of have to do a little bit of planning ahead to get it in from the freezer into the refrigerator quickly so it can get thawed out in time for your meal. If you're going to use the cold water method, you're going to want to submerge your turkey in its original wrapper in the cold water and make sure to change that water about every 30 minutes. You want to make sure that cold water stays cold. And if you're using the cold water method or microwave thawing method, you want to make sure that you can use that cold water method or the microwave method to thaw if your turkey doesn't get completely thawed out in the refrigerator as well. So just as a reminder, turkey and other raw meats really should never be left out on the counter to thaw at room temperature, so make sure to use one of those thawing methods. The third tip this morning is to remember to use a meat thermometer. Using a thermometer is really the only way to make sure your turkey is completely cooked to a safe temperature and is safe to consume. A whole turkey, we need to make sure to check it in at least three locations, so the innermost part of the thigh, the innermost part of the wing, and the thickest part of the breast. The temperature reading should, as I mentioned before, they should be at 165 degrees. You want to make sure it's at 165 degrees in all three of those places. And finally, remember that leftovers are great. I know my family likes to enjoy those throughout the weekend over the Thanksgiving holiday. And those leftovers are good in the refrigerator for up to 4 days. It's recommended to cut the turkey from the bone and refrigerate it as soon as you can within a couple hours of the turkey coming out of the oven. And if you know you're not going to use those leftovers within a few days, you can pack them in freezer bags or freezer containers and then store them in the freezer. For best quality, you're going to want to make sure to use those turkey leftovers out of the freezer within about 4 months. And as a reminder, I usually remind folks this time of year, if you have questions as you prepare your holiday meal, you can contact the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline, which is open to take calls actually on Thanksgiving Day from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And that hotline number can be reached at 1-888-674-6854. And as always, you're always welcome to contact myself in the Garnett office at 785-448-6826 or visit our Frontier District website. If you have additional questions or concerns about food safety, especially around the holidays as you're preparing their holiday meals.
Again, got to make sure that nobody's getting sick off of that turkey. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.